Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily Tesla and electric vehicle news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, October 28th. This episode of Quick Charge is sponsored by Holley Performance. More information during the break. Elon Musk has announced the upcoming release of Tesla's full self-driving beta 10.4, and Tesla is slowing down the rollout. Earlier this week, Tesla started to roll out the full self-driving beta 10.3, and the update came after a false start over the weekend in which Tesla pushed an update with problems, and they reverted back to 10.2. And now Elon Musk has announced that the next update is 10.4, and it's coming next Friday, November 5th. It will expand the beta to people who have a score of 98 or higher on Tesla's so-called safety score. Tesla just started to sell the Model 3 in Singapore this year, and the number of new Teslas on the road has risen from 30 in the first half of 2021 to 487 in the third quarter. Singapore has notably high taxes and import fees, in which the government is aiming to control pollution and traffic congestion. A new EV incentive from the government can be as much as $45,000 in the country, and without it, a Model 3 in Singapore costs nearly $150,000. Singapore plans to phase out gas cars by the year 2040, and this might be part of their plan. With a country so small and isolated, EVs make perfect sense. Hertz CEO Mark Fields revealed that its deal to supply Tesla vehicles to Uber includes an option for 100,000 more models. Tesla recently scored an order for 100,000 vehicles from the rental company Hertz, and 50,000 of those are earmarked for Uber drivers, and now we have learned that Uber has an option for 100,000 more. Uber believes that the $300 Model 3 rental cost will still be profitable for the drivers on the road. During the interview, the interim CEO of Hertz was also asked whether or not Hertz received a discount from Tesla like they usually do from other large fleets, and the CEO wouldn't comment on the cost. Fields was also asked about ordering the full self-driving package on the vehicles, and he confirmed that for the cars for Uber, the drivers won't have access to the feature. This week's sponsor is Holley Performance. Holley is the host of the upcoming Holley High Voltage Experience, an all-EV event taking place at Sonoma Raceway this November 13th and 14th. Holley High Voltage Experience is all about the community and performance potential of electric vehicles. Anyone who owns or loves fully electric vehicles is invited to this inaugural two-day event to be held at beautiful Sonoma Raceway in California. The event welcomes anyone with an EV to participate in a multitude of events, including autocross, drag racing, road course, show and shine, and even a wine country cruise. Plus, there will be a vendor, midway exhibitions, entertainment, and much more. You can find all the event ticket information and participating details at holleyhighvoltage.com. That's H-O-L-L-E-Y, highvoltage.com. Audi announced a new software update that is going to increase the range of older e-tron electric SUVs. Several legacy automakers have ventured into electric vehicles and had a battery buffer on their first ones. Automakers are concerned about battery capacity and degradation, and they limit the usable capacity of the battery, which is physically much longer. Audi was one of them, and it started to release more energy capacity to the drivers. The new update is available for cars from 2019 and 2020 of the e-tron, and it enables 441 miles of range, as tested with the WLTP standard. While this is likely where the bulk of the new range is coming from, Audi also says that it has achieved improvements in motor efficiency and thermal management. Solar EV startup Aptera recently invited Electrek to visit its current headquarters in San Diego, California, to see the Aptera solar electric vehicle up close. In a candid interview with the co-founder, Chris Anthony, we're able to catch up with the 10-year journey of the car that looks like a bird in flight. The discussion includes the vehicle's wild efficiency capabilities, bidirectional charging, autonomous driving, expansion into a second vehicle, and the absence of the vehicle from the public eye. German solar electric vehicle startup Sono Motors has confirmed that it now has 15,000 reservations for its flagship solar vehicle. In a recent press release, Sono Motors confirmed that the reservations have expanded further outside of Germany, to other countries such as Austria, Switzerland, France, the Netherlands, Italy, Spain, and Portugal. They also announced an imminent price increase. Their Scion vehicle will increase in price by about $3,000 to a total price of $28,600, or the equivalent in euros, and this will occur on November 15th or when they hit 16,000 reservations, whichever comes first. Accounting for an average down payment of $3,300, Sono Motors is currently valuing the orders at $385 million from the European orders. The reservation mark comes as Sono Motors is seeking to commence its IPO to be traded on the stock market. A relatively young Vietnamese automaker is looking to bring its vehicles to the United States and eventually globally, trying to sell between 160 to 180,000 just in the U.S. VinFast spun out of a larger conglomerate in 2017, and they're planning to deliver their flagship EV, the VF-E34, later this year in Vietnam, at least at first. The VF-E34 is a five-seat compact SUV with a single front-wheel drive motor that delivers 147 horsepower and 177 miles of range, as tested with the NEDC standard. On the supply front, they are working with several battery manufacturers, investing $400 million to produce its own lithium iron phosphate cells in-house. While announcing the first EV, they immediately shared intentions to enter the U.S. market and even flirted with the idea of an SPAC merger to get an injection of cash. Reports have highlighted that VinFast isn't doing so well in their home market. VinFast sold just 30,000 vehicles last year, accounting to 10% of the Vietnamese market. At the same time, they have the capacity to produce 100% of the market. Thanks to Holley Performance for sponsoring Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.